Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Josh White of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. We're talking BQA in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, tell us more about this recent checkoff promotion with McDonald's and DoorDash.
Absolutely. This winter, McDonald's promoted two beef offers on the DoorDash delivery platform and utilized the Beef It's What's for Dinner logo. McDonald's provided all the product given away during the promotion, while checkoff funds were used to support ad placement on DoorDash. McDonald's also promoted the offer heavily on social media. Over the five-day promotion, total beef sandwich units on DoorDash increased by 22%, which was a very high sales lift for this type of campaign. Initial results show that nearly 250,000 offers were redeemed for the two promotions, totaling more than $5 million in sales. According to McDonald's, this was one of the highest participation programs ever in terms of number of redemptions. In addition, during the time of the promotion, McDonald's chicken sales decreased approximately 5%. That's quite a beef promotion for the Beef Checkoff.
Thanks, Heather. And you can learn more about how your checkoff dollars are working by going to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
Talking now with Josh White. Josh is with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Josh, let's talk maybe first of all, one of your areas of responsibility is the Beef Quality Assurance Program. And this thing has really evolved a lot over the years. It has really changed a good bit, and it's changed some of the focus that it's got as well.
Yeah, it sure has, Ron. And we really enjoy our team developing new content, updating resources, and trying to keep this thing as current as we possibly can. So producers have a great reason to come online and check out our resources. And we also support those state coordinators out in the country that are delivering in-person training with new resources to deliver. We've just rolled out a new feed yard assessment tool. So if you're in the feed yard business, you see some audits potentially coming down the road, use this assessment tool to get yourself prepared. It's set up to where it can be a second party or you can do it yourself. But if you want to get your veterinarian or nutritionist, maybe a extension personnel, somebody to help you work through it, it's a great resource. And we'll be building out some new templates to match up to that over the next year. So new resources trickling out all the time. We're also partnering with the Dairy Farm Program, the Veal Quality Assurance, and Dairy Calf and Heifer Association. We've just rolled out Calf Care Quality Assurance for calf ranches. We've got the manual out, a self-assessment, and the online training modules for that, which will be a BQA equivalent certification, should be out later in February. So if you have a calf ranch and you've kind of been piecing things together with our feed yard material, now we'll have some material specifically for your sector. Just go to calfcareqa.org.
Let's talk about, you know, the producers that are out there. A lot of our producers maybe listening today have been certified at one time with BQA. Maybe they're current, but maybe it's lapsed by a year or two. What's the reason as far as industry is concerned that they need to stay up to date?
Yeah, well, I can talk a long time about this one, but let's cut to a couple of real key concepts. For one, regulations and science and things are changing all the time. We just updated that whole online module resource about a year and a half ago and rolled out new modules. So if you go back through, it's going to be different than what you did the first time. You're going to see some new information, a lot more focus on preconditioning and vaccination and herd health planning, as well as some environmental focus around grazing and just making sure that we're taking a holistic approach to nutrition, that sort of thing, as well as conservation. So a good bit of new content there. And the other thing is we're leveraging that BQA certification information all the way through to consumers now. You know, most consumers just want to know we're taking good care of the cattle. They really can't tell the difference between sustainability and animal welfare. There's several studies out there that our checkoff research has done, as well as third-party other folks like Maiden and Center for Food Integrity, the other people that are asking consumers what they think about cattle production, and all of them point back to cattle welfare. And when we talk about the basics of BQA, it really does cover the bases for consumers and their concerns. And now we've built out content on Beef It's What's for Dinner about BQA that faces consumers. So, you know, we're trying to help connect those dots and defend what we're doing every day on the farms and ranches.
Seems like for, the first 15, 20 years of BQA, it was all about, you know, just those internal things, just getting cattle producers up to where they would do the right thing or polish those skills a little bit. But literally, as you say, more and more important for the consuming public and for the folks that do care where their food comes from and how it's produced.
That's right. I mean, essentially, I see it as added value for that certification to a producer. So, you know, you may get fed up with what you see in the news and other things. This is a way that you can stand up and say, hey, I'm going to make sure my certification is active so I can be counted as one of those folks that's doing the right thing when we talk to consumers about how we raise cattle under BQA guidelines.
Didn't Superior allow folks to add that BQA certification as part of the description of their cattle?
Yes, it's very easy to add that badge, I think they call it, on those load lot markets. And a lot of the markets have a place for you to make a comment about how the cattle's health was handled, and folks will drop in their BQA certification number. Colorado State did a study a couple of years ago and looked at load lot sales. One of their economists teased out the BQA data and showed that it's bringing you a small premium to be BQA certified. That research is available also on our website at bqa.org. Just search up that CSU study.
Josh White talking about BQA. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. If you're looking for a chance to improve the genetics in your cattle herd, you need to check out the 2022 Express Ranches Spring Bull Sale coming up Friday, March 4th at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. 433 Angus, 51 Hereford Bulls will sell. Top genetics from both breeds will be featured. You can go to expressranches.com to view a catalog and videos of the animals selling. Express Ranches Spring Bull Sale, Friday, March 4th at the ranch, Yukon. More info at expressranches.com. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.